Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Thank you, Stephen A. Smith. Appreciate the acknowledgement of helping out your career, your impressive television and financial career. I need to start telling everybody who is doing all that talking. That's Stephen A. Smith just saying all those nice things about me every time you listen to the show, and I appreciate him, good brother. Has a very good book out there. If you have time, check it out. This is your host, Rashawn McDonald. I host the weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. I tell everybody the interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. There's a lot of financial information. I always tell people, check your financial advisor. A lot of information about research, anything. Research when you're buying a house. Research when you're moving to a neighborhood. Research when you're going to a college. Research when you're trying to get employed. Just don't just take a job because somebody's offering to it. Research is cool. But my show is Money Making Conversation Masterclass. It's here to be able to bring individuals on and provide you with information. You take that information and you use it for your benefit. So it's time to start reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My first guest is she's been on my show, probably my fourth time she's been on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Her name is Aquarius Maximus. She's the founder of an author and leading authority in blockchain, cryptocurrency, and artificial intelligence. Things I know nothing about, by the way. Blockchain, I bring on the show. She tries to educate me every time. I still walk away, I will admit, dumbfounded. Cryptocurrency the same way. Artificial intelligence. All these things are very hot button topics out there in the community. Call the show. She will definitely help you out with answers. Her journey is marked by pioneering achievements, has seen her become the first woman of color to develop and launch a cryptocurrency, Guapcoin. Aquarius Maximus is also, let me just tell you this, because we're going to talk a lot about this on the show today, a leading authority in cardiology and astrology. Again, cardiology, if you don't know what that is, it's the ancient mystical science of playing cards. Reveals the who, what, where, when, why, and how of your life from birth to death in cards and astrology. We all know about the 12 zodiac signs. Most of us know. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Aquarius Maximus. How are you doing?
How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. And you're based where, Aquarius?
I'm based in Georgia.
Good.
Gwinnett County.
Good. Now, this is about the fourth time you've been on my show, correct, Aquarius?
Yeah, about the third time.
And every time you come on, we talk about cryptocurrency, we talk about blockchain. Now, you did a name change. Now, why did you do a name change?
I
And tell my audience why, and then so we can move forward on that, because, like I said, you have to one day wake up and be who you are, okay? The floor is yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I have a big following on social media under my astrology side as Aquarius Maximus. So most people knew me for years as Aquarius. And so they were more confused when they start hearing about me as Tavana, the tech side, Tavana Evans. So, but the people that don't on the tech side, I've been behind the scenes for a long time. So they didn't really know me at, you know, as either one. So I went with Aquarius because that's me. That literally is who I am. And I feel like it kind of empowers me to a degree. Mm-hmm. Tavana Evans is kind of like she's a nerd. She's very, you know, she's very behind the scenes, low key, da 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 da. And Aquarius Maximus is like, she's fun. She's a boss. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I felt like I needed that energy in my journeys, even with crypto. So I decided to just go full fledged with my Aquarius Maximus. And by the way, my mom approves because she changed her name too. My mom is an astrologer. She's well known on Clubhouse.
Wow. So this is kind of like a legacy.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, like I called Aquarius before the show. I called everybody before the show. And I said, I would tell you, Aquarius, I get up every day. I will tell everybody who knows me, Monday through Friday, I get up at 4:30 a.m. My original home is Houston, Texas. So I immediately pick up my phone and I look at the Houston Chronicle online. And I go to two sections immediately. I'm just telling you the truth. I go to two sections immediately. I go to the comic section. And in the comic section is the astrology. Now, yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, Aquarius, I don't know if I believe in astrology, but I find myself looking at Pisces every day. Isn't a lot of people out there like me, you know, in denial, but read and look.
Yeah.
Tell us about astrology in general and the importance of it and why it consumes a lot of people with making decisions.
Well, J.P. Morgan once said that millionaires don't use astrology, billionaires do, right? So that was a key phrase that we're always telling people. In this country, some of the top people in the country have had their own personal astrologers. And years and years and years ago, astrology was a science. It was accepted as a science. It wasn't until like the medieval times that it became outlawed, to be totally honest. Right. And, you know, why not? Because what it does is it really helps you to get in tune with the time and gain an understanding of what's going on. Why now? Everybody always wants to know why now. Why mm-hmm. is this happening now? Astrologers know. We always know why it's happening now because we know the cosmic time versus just the time on Earth.
Now, the interesting thing about is that, like I said, in high school, I knew numerology. I was really, really good at it. It was my science project. I went to the state fair because I was really skilled at numerology. And now, when you talk about astrology, you know, the number one thing, because you said billionaires have astrologers. People who are financial leaders have astrologers. Now, the most of the time, I'm just talking about our community. Most of the time I hear about astrology in the black community is by relationships. You're Pisces. You're Scorpio. Hey. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. That's like my biggest, most of my clients come to me about relationship issues, most of them. So I feel like I'm one big relationship counselor. Like, honestly, that's the biggest thing that people come to me about. Mm-hmm. They want to gain an understanding of why this person is the way they are because they can't wrap their head around it. And, you know, they want to get the skinny on. Is it going to change? Is it going to get better? You know, what's going on? And astrology and numerology and cardiology, which I do, help you to pinpoint when things are going, approximate times of when things are going to happen. And approximate times of being able to get imagine if you go into a year at your birthday and you're able to get a snapshot of the whole year. That's what we do. It's a wonderful thing. So I already know what my year is going to look like. I already know if it's going to be a good year for relationships or if it's going to be a good year for money or it's going to be a year where I need to get more spiritually in tune with myself. I already know every year.
Now, the interesting thing, okay, let's go down the list. Just in case somebody out there don't know astrology, there are 12 zodiac signs, correct?
Sure enough.
Okay, You're the professional. Let's go through all 12. I'm gonna sit back and listen because, like I said, I am a novice, but I am a closet user of astrology. You know, when I see something that I read in the morning, I use it to my advantage. You know, I'm gonna use that one.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
To me, sometimes they do read as sweeping generalizations, but sometimes they feel like it's something I should utilize because the information given to me. So, what are the 12 zodiac signs?
So, the 12 zodiac signs, and I'm going to start with number one, Aries. Aries is the number one sign. Then we have Taurus. We have Gemini. And I'm not saying number one like it's the best. That is literally the first sign.
Yes.
We have Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. That's your sign.
Yes, Pisces.
Your sign is actually the last sign. Yes.
Okay. Because a lot of people, they look at like January through December and think that's the order. But that's not the order of the zodiac.
No, that's not the order. That's not the order of the zodiac. The zodiac, or I guess you could say the zodiac new year is in the spring, you know, Aries. That brings us in the zodiacs, in the horoscopes, in the what we call the houses. The first house in astrology is ruled by Aries.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. So this is, you know, I will admit, you know, I have asked ladies in my life, what's their sign?
What's their sign?
What's their sign? And I'm going to admit, you know, we all have qualities. Like my sign, Pisces, I'm supposed to be romantic, a poet, you know, very good with music,
creative.
That creative person. Yeah. That kind of fits who Rashawn McDonald is today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I don't get along. I'm just tell you, this is Rashawn speaking. I don't get along with Sagittarius. Anybody in my life that I've ever dated a Sagittarius, we did not get along. And I would read their descriptions, and I go, that's not the person I get along with, based on, you know, like I said, what it says about a person is a Sagittarius. So some of these stuff we can like laugh at it, we can like joke it off, but some of it does align pretty accurate, correct?
And some people, if you paid attention, a lot of people that you deal with will literally have the same birthdays. And if they don't have the same birthdays, like you'll have a tendency to deal. I got one friend, he was married to two different women, both born on the same day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have children. I have two of my children are born on particular days that I've met a lot of people to have the same two children born on those 2 days. So, but a lot of times we don't pay attention to those little details. We'll laugh it off as a coincidence.
Right.
But it's not. It's just like sometimes you will deal with the same person with, like you'll deal with a name. You'll have a lot of Sean's in your life. Even though it's spelled differently, you'll have five different Sean's in your life.
That's true.
These are not coincidences. Those energies are related, and they're related to you in your own script. And a lot of people think that we're just our sun sign. See, you think you're just a Pisces. But in astrology, you have 12 signs. Like, you literally have every sign. You got a moon sign, which in some places the moon sign is stronger than your sun.
Right.
And I'm a Scorpio sun, but I'm a Sag moon.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me part Sagittarius, you know?
Right.
And you might deal with somebody and you think that they're, you know, this sign, but then you don't know their moon sign. You don't know their rising. They have other signs.
See, I'm going to tell you something. Right there is where you lose me with astrology. You know, I'm good with just knowing the sign. When you talk about the rising moon, the setting sun, and all that, and if you're too close over here, they really got the Sagittarius personality, even though they say they're born in that range for the Scorpio. But it's all about the relationship and all about business. I'm going to ask you this question. As an astrologist, an expert in your field,
mm-hmm.
business decisions are being made based on information you can provide.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because we pinpoint time, which is very important to business. It's very important to know, is this a good time? Is this a good business relationship to get into? Should we acquire this company? Even in stock. Even, you know, when you look at the stock market, some people do their figures based off of the moon cycles. because the moon even influences us. So it's lots and lots of different things out there that deal with money. Mm-hmm. And astrology is the big one. I can tell all the financial trends based off of the astrology for the year. I can tell where I need to put my money towards and where I shouldn't put my money towards. Should I sit on my money a little harder this year? That's in astrology. You know, all of that.
Now let's talk about this then, because I'm going to go to break in a minute. I'll probably get this answered after the break, because as a African American community, you know, we always, you know, I'm not recommending anything on this show. I always tell people, do your research, talk to the right people, mm-hmm. talk to your financial advisors. But how did astrology become a relationship, a tool instead of an advisory tool for finance, career and finance? How did that happen in our community? Do you know?
Well, in our community, you know, traditionally we've had a huge wealth gap. You know, we've had a huge gap between financial tools in general, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're very, very far removed from the world of finance. But when it comes to relationships, we have deep family connections. We have deep personal connections. That's the number one thing in our community is relationships.
Wow. Again, I'm talking to Aquarius Maximus, AquariusMaximus.com. Information if you want to know more about what's going on and what astrology, zodiacs, card reading. But also when we come back, cardiologists. That's correct. Cardiology?
Cardiology.
Yeah, cardiology. That's the person with the heart. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Cardiology. We're going to talk about that. We just talked about astrology. We're going down to go to cardiology. If we have time, we're going to do into the blockchains and the cryptocurrency. But I got Aquarius Maximus on the phone. I'm going to get all the information about stuff I don't know. This may be a selfish show today because I'm learning things, and hopefully you're learning things too. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass right there.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction time.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
My guest is Aquarius Maximus. She's an incredible individual when it comes to providing information. She's been on my show multiple times, basically talking about cryptocurrency and blockchain. It's the first time I've had her on the show talking about astrology and cardology. It's what I want to talk about now because that's something I never heard of. And she was telling me prior to the call, prior to the show, we was talking and just giving me a gist of what she'd like to talk about. Please educate us on cardology.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the basic card deck has 52 cards and that it is an encoded calendar. There are 52 weeks in the year and there are 52 cards. There are four seasons and there are four different suits in the cards. There are 13 court cards and there are 13 lunar months in a calendar. It used to be, we used to go by 13 lunar months versus 12 lunar months. So what this deck of cards is a calendar. It's a walking calendar. And what it does is it encodes energy. Like, it basically allows us to be able to encapsulate information about a person or event all in one card. Like, it's just 52 cards. So it's like you got this catalog in your head of information about all 52 cards. Well, guess what? Every day that you're born is a card, and that card becomes your birth card. So we use these cards to determine the personalities of people. And we also use these cards to do predictions. And my predictive method has been definitely, I've built a huge audience wowing people with predictions. I predicted everything from the pandemic to the presidency to who's going to win the presidency and all of that based off of the cards.
Now, again, cards or reference point is gambling, you know, go fish,
yeah,
you know, blackjack, all these things. But now you're telling me, Rashawn, and I got to ask this question, Aquarius, which was first with cards? Was it gambling or was it what you're talking about?
It was definitely what I was talking about was first, which is why cards were banned at one point, were outlawed. You had certain situations where people would drop an ace of spades down as a message. Well, ace of spades is the card of death and rebirth, so that is a message, mm-hmm. you know, it's in that. And then we use playing cards in hoodoo in the South, and you would go to, you know, little auntie or grandmama or somebody somewhere, and she'd pull out a deck of cards and do readings with it. And it was known as cardomancy then. But it goes even deeper, it goes to the lodges. You know, the cardology goes very, very, very deep, and it's been secret for a very long time. And as of recently, in the last 2-3 decades, that it's come out to the public and as public knowledge. And I've been sharing it with our community, you know, because I believe it started with us.
Now, the interesting thing about it is that, you know, I'm born in Houston, Texas, you know, going up and down I-10 New Orleans, you know, you hear voodoo, you hear these mystics, you hear these psychics and all that. So what you do as an African-American, can you kind of get caught up into that?
Well, the thing is, the reason why I love it the way that I present it is because I'm also like a data scientist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how I see cardiology as data. I'm actually building software. I have a software app right now, but I'm actually using software that uses it to as a predictive method. So it's really no different than some of the predictive methods that AI has out there. I'm just using the playing cards as a method to predict. So it doesn't have to be strictly associated with any type of religion or spirituality or anything. It could be associated with data. And that's how I'm bringing it to people. What if you had another source of data that you can look at that can give you information? That's how I'm bringing it to the people.
So there's two things happening here. Under astrology, I just want to make sure I'm understanding everything. So astrology is also predictive, correct?
Yes, astrology is also predictive. But astrology can be, when you really get deep into astrology, like when you get an astrology reading from an astrologer, they're going to pull a whole chart on you. They're going to pull all this data. They're not just going to look at your sun sign, right? So it could be more complicated.
Right.
But when it comes to the cards are more simplified when it comes to us being able to pull data just off of the 52 cards. Like you said that you have issues with Sagittarius and relationships, right?
Right.
So in this system, you're a jack of clubs. you have a King of Clubs in Jupiter, which is Sagittarius's ruler, and the King of Clubs is mouthy and know-it-all. So I'm pretty sure you got into many arguments with Sagittarius women.
Yes.
Yes. So you come to me, and I would tell you, you'd be like, well, tell me about Sagittarius women and me. I'd be like, well, y'all are going to get into it. It's going to be heated discussions. Both of y'all think y'all know everything.
Yes.
So, you know, you would bump hands a lot with this person.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the thing about it is that when I sit up here and I'm being educated by the process and hearing information that I've never, there was tied to skepticism, but still aware of it. And so I don't know what type of person I am or what personality name you can get on a person that's skeptic or a blind leader or whatever. But I know that I am aware of it. I have read it with authority. When I say that, I mean I've read it and went, oh, okay, that's sounds like me. That sounds like something that's going to happen to me. Or I read it at the end of the day, oh, that did happen to me. So you said something earlier. You said your mom was in this business or is in this business. So was her mom in this business too?
Well, my grandma, I would more say she was more psychic than anything. You know, back in the days, our grandmothers were like psychic, you know. Right. They would be the ones, they would just come to us, well, you know, I got a word or I had a dream or I had a message. You know what I mean? Like they would come and bring it like that. You know, nowadays we got all these tools. So we come with these tools, you know, the cards, the this, the that. So I would say she was more psychic than anything.
Yeah. But grandma was artificial intelligence before artificial intelligence. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Because we went to her for the answer to everything. We got a problem going on with her eye, whatever. She knew the answer and knew how to fix it. That was it.
You know,
my mom.
Continue the conversation. Continue.
My mom, so she's been involved in astrology, numerology, all these things all my life. She's been into this. And she was into the cards as well. But when I got into the cards, I started channeling. I brought a lot more information into this. I popularized cardology, especially amongst the community, I guess you could say. So people know Aquarius Master. My mom on the street, they're like, oh, Aquarius Master. But my mom, you know, she's on Clubhouse, she's on these places, and she's very snappy. She's the Eight of Diamonds, so they're famous. They just walk around famous. But she's very snappy and very real with it. So a lot of people gravitate to her because of her realness with her readings and her information and stuff.
Wow. Now let's talk about this for a minute because of the fact that I know people are listening. Rashawn, this Money Making Conversations Masterclass. I'm bringing to information to you that people who, quote-unquote, got money, people who, quote-unquote, want to make more money, use different techniques to get that edge, different techniques to get ahead. Like there are people out there in your neighborhood laying down faster cables. So when they press enter, their enter is a lot faster than your enter to buy a stock. So there are electronic edges that people are paying for. And there are other edges that people want an edge on. And this is just one of those layers that you can find out about. You can do your own research on. But more importantly, again, tell them again, Aquarius, what are the type of people that come to you and how can they find you?
So I guess a bulk, why I call myself a celebrity astrologer, a lot of celebrities come to me. Lots of them. They know. I have a lot of people in business, people that own, you know, companies, people who do trading or are in money and about to make big money decisions come to me. These are the bulk of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And to be totally honest, I couldn't have come as far as I've done in crypto and what I'm doing without knowing this. This kind of helps me gauge a time. You know, a lot of people give up on stuff, and that's the big thing, the bulk of stuff. It's like, it's not that you're not on to something good. You got a great idea, a great plan, you start executing it, but then time just starts dragging and you think that it's not working. But the one thing that cardiology can do is to show you that it is working. It just takes time. And this is going to be the approximate time that this is going to manifest for you. So you imagine being able to know that, okay, all right, I'm starting this business. It may not really, really, really kick off for me for another 2 years, because that's the year it says it's going to kick off for me. So I can go through 2 years without stressing and continuing to work on my business, because I know at the end of the 2 year cycle, this is when these things are going to manifest for me. But if I didn't know after year one, I'm like, I'm still not making a lot of money. Right. I'm still not doing this. And then people just give up.
Wow. You know, And knowing you over the years, you know, you've always been a motivator, and you are a nerd. I will tell you that, because you always give me information I know nothing about. Even in this, as an astrologist, I'm gonna tell you, Aquarius, you are still a nerd, and because it gives a trust factor to anything that you do. And I'm just, when I recommend people who they come on my show, and they always do your research, and even in this field, do your research. Mm-hmm. But when you do your research, you know, don't go in there blind. Go in there and share. Yes. Take the information that she gives you, and then also over time you'll find results that should benefit you. If it don't benefit you, then you walk away. Correct?
That's another reason why I love this, because in cardiology, you know, there's a few books out there, stuff like that. So when I read people, I give them a map that they can go back and study for themselves. I don't just tell you something is going to happen and you ain't got no way to back it up or look it up. No, I tell you something about you and your card and your birthday, and then you go searching and you find all that information out there. So that's what I like about it, being able to pass this on to people so they can use it as a personal development tool for themselves. They're not going to need me after a while.
Her name, Aquarius Maximus. The website is what now?
AquariusMaximus.com.
We'll talk soon, my friend.
And you can find me on Instagram. Be careful, because there's a lot of clones.
Yes.
Be careful.
But there's only one Aquarius Maximus, correct?
There's only one Aquarius. Yes, only one Aquarius Maximus.
All right. You be safe, and we'll talk soon. And thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass Show, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.